This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Average home price in London is now £500,000, or about $650,000. By 2050, up to a third of China's population, almost 500 million people, will be over 60 years of age. Ohio is voting on a constitutional amendment to allow marijuana for both personal and medical use, but in doing so, the proposition would create an exclusive monopoly in Ohio for specific wealthy investors promoting the measure, prompting opposition from some longtime advocates. A Washington State initiative on the ballot, sponsored by billionaire Paul Allen, would ban animal trafficking and restrict antiques made from animals, but some believe it is too restrictive. According to Common Sense Media, 72% of children 8 or younger used a mobile device in 2013, compared with 38% in 2011. Armed with special t-shirts and red armbands, the Yongshan volunteers join others called the Masses and the Antis, who are among thousands of senior citizen volunteers who patrol Beijing, helping untangle traffic jams, getting neighbors to clean up after dogs, and similar tasks. Supreme Court is hearing a case involving whether preemptory jury challenges are racially biased, even when attorneys are claiming they are racially neutral. The Equal Justice Initiative found in 2010 in a study of 8 southern states that the problem was rampant. In North Carolina, in 20 years in death penalty trials, black jurors were excluded twice as often. In Cato Parish, Louisiana, from 2003 to 2012, of more than 8,000 qualified jurors, almost half of black jurors were struck, compared to 15% of non-black jurors. In a county in Alabama, 80% were struck, despite population of almost 30% African Americans, leading to half of the juries being all white. The 2015 Melbourne Mercer Global Pension Index measured retirement income systems of 25 major economies and ranked South Korea 24th and India 25th. Studied by Rutgers and Syracuse universities, using resumes written for fictitious candidates, found that those that disclosed a disability were 26% less frequently solicited for jobs than those who did not. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.